five, six, seven, eight,
three. Yay. Three. Number
one,
three.
One, two, three.
That's how you count. Yep.
That is how you count. That Thank is like for... whenever we have a number, five, six, seven, eight, three. That always kills me.
I know it does. You're like, that's how you count.
That's how you count.
That's the order. All right, here we go. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Gilmore to Say with Tara and Haley. I'm Tara. This is Haley. Hi, Haley.
Hi, Tara.
It's our third season of Gilmore to Say.
I'm very excited.
I can't believe it.
This is our season. I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't know why I feel that way. I do too.
I think maybe it's because like first season, you know, figuring it out. Second season, trying to also figure it out.
Third season, have we still not figured it out.
We're still working on it, but it just feels good. Feels nice that we have all our besties here with us.
I know.
I know that it wasn't a break for y'all because last year we took a hiatus between season one and season two. Mm-hmm. We did not really for this one. We took a little break right before this.
We did. It was really nice.
It was really nice. And so now we're doing season three. I guess it was a video break because we're back on YouTube.
This is our first video episode of 2024, which is very different, even though it's not.
Yeah.
Feels different.
Beautiful. If you want to check us out.
It's true. We do.
I know. Just use my air app for the second time. And I feel like my hair is like just growing by the minute.
I love your hair. It looks so good. I need to get an air app.
Oh, I love it.
Or the shark.
Yeah. To be fair, Tara and I, for like the entire month of November and December, every single conversation we had involved whether or not we were going to get an air wrap.
Or the shark. One of the two. We're like, should
every
we?
Every single conversation.
Should we not?
Every time we recorded.
Yes.
And I'm here to tell you, you should.
Yeah. My best friend, Danielle, I told you this off pod, also got the air wrap right around the holidays. And she said it has changed her life.
It just makes your hair feel like so much more voluminous, in my opinion. Like, just like if you want the volume. That's what you gotta do.
That's the move.
Yeah.
Just so you all know, this is not sponsored by Dyson, but maybe
one day.
This
is a Gilmore Girls podcast.
This is us manifesting that in season three, maybe we will be sponsored by Dyson Airwraps.
Cool.
Putting that out there.
Love a manifesting moment for season three.
I do too. I think we're trying to manifest a lot for season three. I think that's the difference. Season one, we didn't have any idea what we were doing or if anything was going to work. Season two, we were also just kind of throwing things at the wall, but had a better idea of what we were doing. And then I feel like for season three, we just like, I don't know, we kind of know what we're doing.
We kind of do. And I think it also feels like we have like the way that we talk is so much easier. Like it flows so much better. Mm-hmm. I feel like we're really connected to our besties who give us really nice suggestions, especially for this episode.
Yes.
Because we wanted the theme to be three. Three is my lucky number.
I know it
third
is.
Third child, born on the third. I lost my three necklace that I always wear.
You did?
I know. Yeah. I've been wearing it every day for like, honestly, 3 years.
Years.
I lost it. I don't know where it is. I'm going to have to get another one.
Or maybe just
let it go. I don't know. So,
It's like Carrie Bradshaw losing her Carrie necklace. Oh my God.
Yeah. So I lost my three, but I'm going to find a three today because we have lots of threes to talk about.
We do. We actually opened it up on Instagram to our besties to kind of give us suggestions because we didn't know how we wanted to celebrate this, you know, first episode. We have the next like 6 weeks planned, but this one we were like, we don't know what to do.
Yeah.
And so we put it out on Instagram in our stories, you know, the theme is three. What do you guys want to hear us talk about? And we got so many amazing suggestions that we decided.
You guys are so awesome. When it comes to that.
Seriously. That we actually just decided to take pretty much all of them and roll it into one episode because we realized in asking this question and in you guys answering that there are so many ways in which the number three is represented throughout this series, which is no surprise because in writing there is a rule of three, which according to Wikipedia is defined as a writing principle that suggests that a trio of entities such as events or characters is more humorous, satisfying, or effective than other numbers. And it's true.
Yeah, because it's like, it's a lot in like sentence structure when you're like list like three examples of something.
Yeah.
But it's also like in the way that you do like three act structure, like when you're writing a story or when you're creating love triangles or trios. Because like there's so, like you can think of so many popular like trios in movies, books, just storytelling in general. And it's just, it's just a rule of three. Like, yeah. There's so many ways that three is incorporated both into movie making, writing, and like actual sentence structures. Mm-hmm. But here in this story, it shows up so often, which sometimes I think is purposeful, like purposeful storytelling, like rule of three. Sometimes I think it's like, wow, that just happened to be three.
Exactly. And so I'm excited to get into this with you. We have some honorable mentions at the beginning because I don't really think that we necessarily need to get into like really break down every single way in which three has kind of been used. But there are some that we can expand on so greatly. So we'll expand on those. But the honorable mentions that I wrote down, of course, June 3rd.
Yes.
The number three shows up. 1, 2, 3, he's yours. We got that was very popular.
Yeah.
In our questions
Which
box.
We love.
But the first and most obvious being that there are three generations of women that we're following in this series. You've got Emily, Lorelai, and Rory.
And I love the way that it breaks down because it fits into the archetype of like, quote unquote, the three goddesses and the archetype of the crone, the mother, and the maiden, and how that tells a story of a woman's life. And I think it fits so perfectly because it's all of like a Gilmore's life and how like maybe Rory evolves into Lorelai and Lorelai evolves into Emily. Because that's just like so like that those archetypes fit into so many different stories, whether that's movies or in books. And I think it's just such like even if you don't like think of it in terms of like the archetypes, if you just draw back and just only like focus on the show without giving it any gets like labels, it's just such a good way to like see a family, just like the way that it
evolves.
That is the word that I keep just like cannot remember.
That's okay. No, I totally agree with you. And I didn't even put it into that perspective until we were talking about this before we got on pod. And I was like, yes, nailed it.
Totally. Yeah. And I think that's one of the best ways that they're telling the story is like we get like as the story goes on, we get more of Emily. And you're like, maybe Lorelai is a lot more like her than you think. And like the same with Rory, maybe she's a lot more like Emily than you think. Mm-hmm. But the same with Emily, like Emily's maybe a little bit like Rory when she was younger. So I love how all of those kind of like bleed into each other that we get this like three generations of who all of them could be and have been.
Yeah, definitely. Past, present and future. Mm-hmm. So true. Rory also goes to three different schools. We don't really see her at Stars Hollow High, but then of course we
just
see
a minute.
Just for a second.
Just to leave and meet Dean.
It's true. It's the assignment. And then she goes to Chilton, of course. Then she goes to Yale. So we kind of see those three different chapters. Not really Stars. We don't really see Stars Hollow High, but we see Chilton and we see Yale. And speaking of Chilton, we see 3 years of Rory at Chilton.
Yeah, that's which is so interesting that she didn't start like as freshman or she didn't start later in the year that like they only did 2 seasons. It's very interesting that they decided to do 3 full Chilton years.
Yeah, yeah. And I would also argue that they kind of speaking to seasons 1 through 3, they kind of split these up into like I consider it to be like seasons 1 through 3. Seasons 4 through 6 and then 7 kind of stands on its own. So that feels like trios in a way.
That feels like accidental trios because it's like if Amy was doing it, then maybe that would have been different.
Yeah. Especially if like, she had stayed for the 8 seasons that she wanted to, then it probably would have been like seasons 1 through 4, seasons 5 through 8. Maybe.
Yeah. Because that's in terms of like those trios, I guess that's kind of how I feel like. If Amy had been there, it would have been the three phases of Rory's life. But I still kind of feel that way in terms of like series and revival. It feels like Chilton is phase one, Yale is phase two, and then this post-grad lost Rory is sort of phase three.
Yeah, we kind of get three different chapters of their lives, the Gilmore girls. You've got for Lorelai, it's Independence Inn, Dragonfly in, and then like what the dragonfly is in the revival, which I think is really cool. And to that, I feel like when it comes to Rory outside of her life and the way they kind of split it up, I feel like she has three different chapters of her relationships with her boyfriends. Like with Dean, it's of course like the early years, then, you know, the season 2 and 3 of it all after they get back together and Jess kind of comes onto the scene. And then of course, when they reunite, when she ends up sleeping with him, and yeah. We all know what goes down. And then with Jess, I guess I would kind of break it down into like...
That's the one that I couldn't figure out. Because yeah. Is it 4 or is it 3?
I know. I was kind of going back and forth on it because it's like you could argue that it's friendship, relationship, return of, but his return is kind of broken into 2 parts. You get like the first return, which is such a mess, and then you get the second return, which he seems to kind of have his shit together a little bit more.
Yeah.
So it's hard to say.
Because it feels like pre-kiss, post-kiss, post-departure, and then return.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could say that like the return of him is like kind of one.
That's, in phases.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. That you could kind of break it down into like the way he like he also has kind of 3 different returns. If you think about it, he comes back in season 4. He comes back in season 6, and then he comes back in the revival. Or if you want to break it down into like he comes back after he, you know, gets shipped back to New York because of what happens with the car accident. Then of course he comes back to get his car. Then he comes back in Let Me Hear Your Ballet Because Ringing Out. So those could also kind of be trios.
Might
be a little bit 3, of a stretch.
Yeah. But I feel like that's the thing, is like some of them feel so purposeful, like the 3 generations and the 3-act structure. But like this one feels like we could make it work.
We could make it work. We could fit it into a box. I feel like Logan is actually kind of the same. You've got their like situationship, then you've got their first iteration of their relationship, then Let Me Hear Your Ballet Because Ringing Out, when they kind of fall apart and then they come back together. But you could also break it down into situationship, relationship, when he's having an affair with her in the revival. See,
that one was kind of hard because, again, like the Amy of it all, because I was like the original, like I kind of put situationship and the relationship together. Mm. And then like post Let Me Hear Your Ballet Because Ringing Out.
Because like, that breakup is definitely a phase in their relationship. It's very different than who they were when they were together the first time.
Yeah. And so, like, I think, like, post-breakup. And then I kind of, like, ignored season 7.
Don't
and
we all?
And just put it in the revival. So I was like, we could call that 3. Mm-hmm. But his gets a little messy because we lose Amy. And so, like, the intention of it feels... I'm not sure.
A little stilted. Yeah, totally.
And then Paul, maybe she forgot about him 3 times.
Maybe it's that. You know what I also put down is that she has kind of 3 situationships. I know Paul is technically her boyfriend, but if we go back to the beginning, it's like Tristan is a suitor. He's like a quote unquote love interest. You've got Marty, who was also like interested in her and was kind of like a quote unquote love interest. And then you have Paul, who we always forget about.
Yeah.
You know, so like outside of her 3 major relationships, you've got like 3 little like boopty ones in there.
Boopty ones.
You know,
sub relationships. Like situationships.
Situationships that were never really relationships, but maybe just like
more piqued so interest. Like what is the word? Like the feelings were mutual. Like that they
unrequited love.
Yes, there we go. The Tristan liked her, Marty liked her, Paul liked her, and she was not into any of them.
Correct.
So, you know.
Yeah.
I like that. The trio of that.
Yeah, they're kind of a trio. But speaking of trios, we have a lot of trios to break down.
So many trios. Oh my gosh, this curious. This is my favorite part.
Me too. I had so much fun making this list. So first on the list for me is Paris, Madeline, and Louise in season 1.
Of course. I put Lorelai, Michelle, and Suki.
That was my second one. Yeah. Yes. I love that trio.
Yeah.
That's a great trio. One of my favorites, admittedly. I also forgot about this one, but then when we started talking about generations, the 3 Loreleis.
The 3 Loreleis. Oh my gosh. I forgot about that one.
We meet Trix in season 1. Yeah. Lorelai the first, Lorelai the second, Lorelai. And Lorelai the third. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, you're so right.
Because, you know, when we were thinking about generations and I was like, oh yeah, Emily, Lorelai, Rory, I was like, well, you've also got Trix, but she's not really like, she's not blood related to Emily. So I guess that doesn't necessarily count. But then I was thinking, oh, the trio of Loreleis. And if you want to get technical, once we kind of go potentially beyond the revival, if there ever is a second revival, this show will have spanned 5 generations of women between Trix, Emily, Lorelai, Rory, and then Rory's child, which would be very, very fascinating.
Yeah, that's true. Well, Trix wouldn't be there, so.
She would not.
R.I.P. Trix.
Yeah, spoiler alert.
Is this when we start giving spoiler alerts?
season 3 is when we're going to start giving you guys spoiler alerts.
LOL.
Anyway, then I wrote down Dave, Zach, and Brian.
Oh my God, I didn't think about them.
Really?
So, yeah.
Oh gosh, love them. I didn't know what to call them. I was like, follow them to the edge of the desert.
The edge of the desert.
I was like, the original Hep Alien.
Okay, so then we do Dave, Zach, and Brian, and then Gail, Zach, and Brian.
Yeah, you know, I feel like there are so many different phases of that. There are kind of almost three phases of what then ends up being Hep Alien. You've got Dave, Zach, and Brian who kind of seek Lane out, right? And then mm-hmm. when Dave leaves, it's just Lane, Zach, and Brian.
Right.
And then eventually
together. They're a little trio.
They are also a trio. They do live together. That's really cute.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Gil comes on the scene.
Love that man.
As
we just met him in our rewatch on Patreon and Gilmore Revisited. And man, do we love him.
I love him so much.
Yeah.
We love him as much as we love season four.
Yeah.
This is a season four podcast.
Yeah. Season three premiere of Gilmore to say, love season four of Gilmore
yes.
Girls.
Yes. Just want to make sure everybody's on the same page.
Yeah, absolutely. Another one I had was Logan, Colin, and Finn.
Of course. Yes. Yeah. I kind of went in sequential order.
Okay.
It's okay. Just at first I didn't. And then I just started putting them in order. So I had, of course, Logan, Colin, and Finn. I also wrote down Paris, Tana, and Janet. Rory has three roommates.
She does. That's true. Mm-hmm. I wrote down Rory, Lane, and whatever boyfriend is lingering nearby of Rory's.
That's so funny. I almost asked you if you wanted to do like third wheels. And it reminded me of what happened with Lane and Rory and Dean in Love and War and Snow in season one. But yeah. I couldn't think of any other examples.
Well, it's like when they're at the wedding in season three and it's Rory and Lane and Rory leaves Lane to go be with Jess. And I'm not saying it's more of like the tension of having that departure. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know if it bothered Lane, but it would bother me if I was Lane that she always kind of ended up
third wheel,
like first to be let go sort of thing. So it's like, I kind of always felt like that was a trio. Third person is the tension.
The third person is the tension. The third person is the drama.
Yeah, exactly.
Is the third person in the room with us right now? Yes.
Maybe. Well, in a similar one of the third person being not real, I did Emily, Richard, and insurance.
That's hilarious. Speaking of third wheels, I did this as love triangles. I don't know why I put Emily, Richard, and Trix.
That's a trio.
It's a trio, but is it a love triangle? Because I feel like the affections of Richard
are... You put that under love triangle?
Yes, I did, because I feel like the like affections of Richard are always being pulled. It's like a tug of war. Like Richard is the rope in the tug of war.
Like motherly love.
Yeah. Okay. And then I went on to put Emily, Richard, and Digger Styles. And then I went to put Emily, Richard, and Penelin. Emily, Richard, and Simon McLean. I was like, how many things can we pair with Emily and Richard?
Are those trios that
I put them all down as love triangles.
Okay. Well, the last trio that I had was, of course, Emily, Lorelai, and Rory.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Of course. That's a given.
Could we make Emily, I mean, not Emily, like Lorelai, Rory, and like Dean a trio?
They're a trio. I feel like they spent a lot of time together. And Lorelai, Rory, and Lane are three that I also wanted to put together.
Oh, that's true.
Because I felt like they were a trio a lot. They spent a lot of time together. We see a lot of scenes, just the three of them, whether it's at the house or at Luke's or walking down the street of Stars Hollow. Yeah. So
Mrs. Kim, Lane, and all of the okra that Miss Kim bought on the internet.
Yeah, and her wheat balls. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
I also wrote down Patty Babette and Mrs. Cassini.
Oh, that's, I put that too.
The trio from Written in the Stars.
I put Babette, Patty, and the woman who was talking about East Side Tilly, because I don't remember her name.
Mrs. Cassini, yeah.
Yeah,
that's perfect.
Or should we throw Jackson in there too, of like Lorelai, Suki, and Jackson? Because he considers Lorelai his best friend.
Yeah.
Like when they, I'm only thinking about in when she goes to their house and is like, we don't have jobs.
Yeah, at the end of season three. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I just don't know that I put it in like a notorious one.
Yeah.
You know, because I imagine that Patty, Babette, and Mrs. Cassini are gossiping on the corner all the time.
All the time.
Yeah.
Taylor. Kirk and Cat Kirk?
The Easter eggs?
The Easter eggs.
Exactly. I also wrote down Rory, Lucy, and Olivia. I feel like they become a trio in season 7.
Okay.
They're really more of a duo that embraces Rory, but they kind of become this little trio.
For a second.
Yeah.
Before the Marty incident.
Very true. Very true. Which, speaking of, we're going to get into love triangles in a second, but I also wrote down some familial trios. Like, I feel like this show does a lot of only child family relationships. Yeah. So you've got, like, or Richard.
Sisters.
Yes. So you've got Richard, Emily, and Lorelai. You've got Lorelai, Chris, and Rory. You've got Strobe, Francine, and Christopher. You've got Luke, Anna, and April. Liz, TJ, and Dula. Liz, Jimmy, and Jess.
Lane, Mrs. Kim, and Mr. Kim.
And Mr. Kim, is he around?
Does Dave have any siblings?
Oh, I don't know.
Mr. and Mrs. Rakowski and Dave?
Maybe. Who's to say? We never hear about it. But I feel like those are the ones we know are like only children.
For sure. Yeah.
Maybe even Paris, but we never really meet her family.
I wonder if Amy does that because she is pretty much an only child.
Mm. Yeah. I don't know.
Interesting.
Yeah, but familial trios felt very, very common in this space.
That's so interesting.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Huh. Is it harder to write with more siblings?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
But if they do have a sibling, if they do have a sibling, it is a sister.
Yeah.
Like, no one has brothers. Well, I guess Honor Huntsberger has a brother, but like she's not the character.
It's right. Logan is the character we focus on.
Dean has a sister, which we know.
Jess we gets all a sister. Know and hate. She does.
Rory
he
gets
does.
A sister.
Mm-hmm. She does.
Does anyone have a brother? I think Urine Mittens had a brother.
Yeah, we'll count him.
Yeah. Okay. But it's mostly sisters. Not to get off track of three, but like just facts and things.
Just facts. And Haley, I feel like most of our followers already know that we don't really drink alcohol, but we do love a fun beverage.
Oh, we do. Both of us think a fun beverage in a chill night is the epitome of a good time, especially when that drink is a recess mood, which is a delicious sparkling water infused with functional ingredients like mood-lifting magnesium and stress-balancing adaptogens, so you can relax without the alcohol. I drink mine every night while reading, of course. Tara, tell everyone how you enjoy yours.
Honestly, I usually drink mine while we're recording the podcast. It's my favorite way to enjoy a recess.
And all of our besties can get 15% off the Recess Mood Sampler Pack at takearecess.com/GTS.
Recess Mood is made with real fruit and comes in four delicious flavors like strawberry rose and raspberry lemon. But my personal favorite is the grapefruit tangerine. And with only 20 calories and no added sugar, it's the perfect way to chill.
You deserve a healthier way to unwind. Head to takearecess.com/GTS and get 15% off Recess Mood, your go-to alcohol replacement.
Figures. But of those trios, who would you say is your fave?
My fave? Oh, that's so hard. I really liked the one that you said of the three Loreleis. That's not like my favorite in terms of the story, but like, I guess like in the grand scheme of things, I really like that trio. It's really hard to beat Madeline and Paris and Louise.
They're a strong trio.
I really think it's Lorelai, Michelle, and Suki.
That's mine. Bar none, hands down.
It's so like, they're so... I don't even know what the word I'm trying to use is. I'm not very good with words today. But it's just like the three of them are just something else. Like
they are.
It's so core to the show.
And I love the way they all grow together. You know, I'd say that they're the most constant trio that we see. The other one that I meant to mention before that I accidentally skipped over, we really only see them in To Live and Let Diorama. And that's Rory, Lane, and Paris.
Yeah. Oh, I love them.
They're not really like a trio in the same way that Lorelai, Suki, and Michelle are, but they're probably three of the most constant characters in the show that are, you know, kind of a triangle with Rory. Like they're almost like a love triangle because they're both Rory's quote unquote best friend.
Yeah. It feels like that one is like maybe in the revival is a little bit more because Paris comes over to Lane's. I don't know if that's like in that time they have become more trios that could have been that, like, I guess like single episodes is where we see them is
Paris, Jess, and Rory.
Yeah, exactly. But God, it's really the duo that we want. The podcast of Jess and Paris is what we need.
It's true.
But it's true. Yeah. I have to say Lorelai, Michelle, and Suki.
That is also my favorite trio. They just grew throughout the whole series together so beautifully.
Yeah. And I feel like for the two of us, we don't normally pick like the most obvious ones. Like when we have favorites.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, like we're like Tom the Contractor. Bootsy, yeah. Turkey Burgers.
Yeah.
Like that sort of thing. But this one feels like you just can't bypass that.
Yeah.
I'd be interested to hear yours. Also, take three shots every time we say trio.
I also am curious if we missed any. If people, for sure. I mean, someone is screaming on the other end of this, being like, you forgot Jason.
Yeah. He's a trio with his dog and, I don't know.
And his spare room, his spare bedroom. Yeah. But moving away from trios and into love triangles. This was probably the lengthiest list I've ever made in my life.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Mine's not that long.
Really?
But I've always had a problem with like the term love triangles because it's technically all love triangles are love angles.
Because you're right.
The third side indicates that there is a relationship between, like a potential between those. So like, of course, the most obvious is Rory, Jess, and Dean.
Yes.
But there's an indication that there's a possibility between Jess and Dean.
Which, listen, Rory. We have also been on the other end of this TV screaming kiss when like, they're in the middle of the street.
There's a little... Like, Milo and Jared are a little bit too good with, yeah, like, the tension
so much
there.
Chemistry.
They have so much chemistry. They should
because
do
they're
a movie
so
together.
Good. They're both so and, good. And you know that they're friends off screen.
Yeah, they're
so.
Such good friends.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know. Like, I just want them to, like, work together again because they're so great together.
I do, too.
But, like, yeah, it's love triangle because that's what people say. But we all know it's a love angle. All of these are love
angles. It's a love angle. True.
Yeah.
So I did it, of course, kind of chronologically.
Yeah,
Rory, Dean,
all over the place.
I love that. Rory, Dean, and Tristan were the first.
Okay. Ooh, yeah, definitely.
This one, I guess for the season four of it all, you could say that maybe this is the closest to a love triangle, and that's Rory, Tristan, and Paris because of the kiss in Girls in Bikinis and Boys Doing the Twist.
I was more of a Paris to a Rory. It was never going to pan out.
It's true.
It's also interesting because Rory's not into Tristan, but Tristan's into Rory and Paris is into Tristan.
Mm.
So like that one's kind of complicated too because it's like that one's more of like, you know, like when you on the side of like recycling bin, the way that like that moves.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like Paris to Tristan, Tristan to Rory, and then it kind of falls off on Rory to Paris. But that's a good one.
Right?
Yeah.
Then I have Luke, Lorelai, and Rachel.
Yeah. I put Luke, Lorelai, and whoever the other person is dating. Like, it's Luke, Lorelai, and Rachel, Luke, Lorelai, and Max.
There's
Luke,
so many
Lorelai,
combos.
Nicole, Luke, Lorelai, and Chris. Like, it's whoever the other person is dating at any given time.
No,
that's
totally
the love
right.
triangle.
That makes sense. That's probably why my list was very lengthy, because it was always Luke, Lorelai, and somebody else.
Yeah. Who are all the people? Who's, like, all of the other persons that you put to Luke and Lorelai?
Basically all of those. And I also question mark put Jason because there's that moment at the end of season four where Luke kind of gets confused. It's a very brief situation,
it's always there.
It's always there. Yeah,
yeah,
totally. I also put Rory, Jess, and Shane.
Oh my God, I forgot about them. My cotton candy princess. How could I?
Well, it's also kind of Rory, Dean, Jess, and Shane. You know, it's kind of like a love rhombus.
Love square.
You know I love a love rhombus.
You love a love rhombus. You were in one at one point.
I definitely was. Thank you for reminding me.
Of course. I'm just in a love circle here. No end, no beginning. Just me.
Oh my God. What a way of putting that, though. Just comes full circle.
Just comes full circle right back to me. Never stops.
Just keeps going round and round.
Round and round.
I also put Dave Lane and Young Chu.
Yes, that one was my favorite.
Mm-hmm. Dean, Rory, and Lindsay.
Ooh, I'm forgetting some of these really big ones.
Mm.
Mm, yeah.
Rory, Logan, and Marty.
Yeah.
I like Logan.
It's more of like the... Tristan, Paris, Rory one.
Yes.
Where like Rory likes Logan. Logan doesn't really dislike Marty. He's trying to be nice to the friend.
Yeah.
And then Marty likes Rory.
Right.
So
yeah. Yeah, you're right. It's giving angles. We're
it's giving
angles. it's giving Marty likes Rory,
angles.
Rory likes Logan.
Yeah.
Logan has worked with Marty. Here. Yeah, exactly. Logan will hire Marty for his next bartending event.
Exactly.
I put Paris, Jamie, and Asher.
Is that... That's not even fair. Paris is over Jamie.
She's dating him.
She's dragging him along. It's more of like a like a line, like from it's point like A to Z. Point B.
It's
and
like
she's
a
just
Z.
Dragging him.
She's holding on to Azure, and Jamie is holding on, like dragged, just
dragged
right behind
along.
Her. Yeah. Oh man, that's so sad. I'm
that's
not ready
really
to get
sad.
To that episode.
Oh man.
Then I put Rory, Marty, and Lucy.
Ooh, that's accidental. That's that's not so good, is it?
No, I guess you could argue that it's a love angle with, you know, a friendship foundation, right?
Yeah.
For some of these. It's like with the Lorelai, Luke, and Rachel, it's like Lorelai and Rachel had a connection, you know? They were friends, or they were trying to be friends, but there was this thing that got in the way, and that was, in my opinion, Luke. Same with Paris and Rory with Tristan. It's like Paris and Rory, they had a rivalry, of course, because of academics, and Paris started that, but I think it was inflamed by Tristan. So it's like they had a foundation of a potential friendship, and Tristan was this bone of contention that constantly got between them. And I feel like that's kind of the situation with Rory and Marty and Lucy. It's like Rory and Lucy had a connection. They were friends. They became friends, not before obviously Rory knew Marty, because this was years prior, but they became friends before she even realized that Lucy
was
dating
Marty.
Yeah.
All that information wasn't available.
I guess that's where you could make it a triangle. I don't know.
The friendship foundation kind of like makes it little triangle-ish.
Yeah.
But I would not say that Dean and Jess.
I was about to say less than something like Dean and Jess, where they absolutely hated each other because there was a mutual interest in the same person.
They predated Edward and Jacob.
They sure did.
I have Emily, Richard, and Penelin Lott.
I wrote that down as well.
Like, that's classic love triangle. Triangle? Like, I can't say any words today. That was classic love triangle, but in a sad way.
In a sad way, yeah.
I don't think he ever intended to get back together with her in these lunches, but he definitely dragged the love triangle much further than it should have been beyond his marriage, the nuptials.
Totally. Totally. We just got to this episode on Patreon. Ted Koppel's Big Night Out, where it comes out that Richard's been having lunch with Penelin Lott. And we talked about this. I just think that, you know, he goes on to say, you know, like, we didn't do anything wrong. We're just friends. It's like, if you're just friends, then why was there anything to hide?
Yeah.
And that's what makes it icky.
Yeah, exactly.
Again, a situation where it sounds like kind of like a Paris, Rory, Tristan situation, where it's like there was rivalry in some way between Emily and Penelin in college. We don't know for sure, but
because she definitely stole him. Like, they were, Penelin and Richard were engaged.
Well, I guess that it's more like Dean, Jess, and Rory.
Yeah, that was, I think, in college. And I think that the way that Richard handled it kind of made it a little bit rivalry. But Penelin was just like, she was just being Penelin Lott. Like, it's
just
more
for
of
being Penelin Lott. Yeah.
Just more of like a Richard Emily thing. But it like intensifies it when we get to The Incredible Singing Lorelai in Lorelai. And the letter comes out.
That's in The Reigning Lorelai.
Yes, that's what I meant.
Mm-hmm.
When Trix on out.
She definitely sunk.
The incredible sunk Lorelai.
She definitely sunk.
Yeah,
she did.
That is the rating
in the ground.
Right?
Yeah.
There's a lot of Lorelai references in the season titles. Sinking
Lorelai,
Reigning Lorelai, Lorelai's at Yale.
Yeah, you're right.
Makes sense.
Wow.
They're called Lorelai.
That is true. Oh, I didn't even think about that. That's so true.
Yeah. Hmm.
Anyway, do you have any more love triangles?
Those are all my love triangles. There's just so many, like, Luke Lorelai ones.
I know, of course. Again, that's why my list was so long.
Yeah.
I guess Rory, Paul, and Logan, because she's cheating on...
Yeah. I don't think they have to be aware of each other.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
a secret love triangle.
Yeah.
That no one knows about except for Rory.
Yeah.
And Lorelai after a certain period of time.
Yeah.
I guess on the other end, too, is Logan, Odette, and Rory.
Because
he has a person as well, because they are cheating.
He surely does. Of those, what is your favorite?
I do, like, in terms of watching it, I do love the Dave Lane. That's their name.
Cute.
Dave Lane and Young Chu. Like, I think that's so cute.
Yeah.
But I guess it's Rory, Jess, and Dean.
It has to be. It's classic. It's classic. It's so much fun to watch.
I was trying to pick one that wasn't, like, the one.
I know, but it's, like, it's classic. That's why it's Suki, Lorelai, and Michelle, and it's Dean, Rory, and Jess. It's classic. Yeah.
It's the one.
It's just the most fleshed out.
Yeah. And it's, like, the most, like you're the most invested in it.
Yeah. Would you consider...
No.
Logan... Thank you. Logan, Jess, and Rory in Let Me Hear Your Balalaikas, and then in everything that happens when she goes to Philadelphia.
And the real Paulanka.
Mm.
It's maybe, like, love triangle potential.
Mm.
But it's not fully there, I don't think. Because I don't think that there's, like, a full fleshed out line between Rory and Jess. Mm. It's a little too
muddy.
Wavy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't think you can make an angle with a wavy line and a straight line.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't know much about geometry. I haven't taken that.
No, but I'm going to assume.
Freshman year of high
school. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. I don't think a wavy line an angle makes. Yeah.
I was in honors geometry, but I don't remember. It was really a long time ago.
Wow. Well, yeah. You have no honor anymore.
I know. I'm sorry, Ms. Ammons.
Anyway, let's move on to relationships, because pretty much all of our major characters, I feel, or a lot of our major characters have three main relationships.
Yeah.
This one might be a little controversial, or maybe it's not, but I would argue that Lorelai's are Luke, Christopher, and Max Medina.
Mm.
I know she dates Jason. I know that that's a relationship. I'm not trying to discredit that one.
Yeah.
However, I feel
sounds
like
you are.
Well, I forgot about him in the, what did I do? The May Madness?
Oh my gosh, there was. You did forget about him.
I forgot about him when I was doing The Bachelorette. I forgot about him. That episode made me laugh so hard because nothing will be better than us realizing that we forgot Jason. And then at the 11th hour, I'm like, and then there's a knock at the door. Good times. Season 2 was a fun one for us. Anyway, yeah, I would just argue that those were her three major relationships. Not to leave Jason out again. You know, yeah. I love to do that, but.
You do love to leave Jason out. I don't know if I want to.
All right.
You can leave Jason out, but I don't want to.
Okay. That's fine.
We can no sparkly heart. We haven't done that in a while.
A no sparkly heart? I know.
Yeah. It's been a minute. I want to leave Jason in. So you can have your trio.
All right. We can talk about this next year in season 4.
I was going to say, I'm going to have my quad pod.
Your quad pod?
Over next January in season 4.
Great. I love that for you. All right. Rory, of course, is Dean, Jess, and Logan.
Yes, of course.
Like, obviously, she had other situationships. We talked about them at the beginning of the episode.
But there's
Can't deny it. But there's three and three. Yeah.
Yeah. Love that.
Yeah. With Lane, she had three love interests throughout this series. She had Henry, Dave, and Zach.
Yeah. And Young Chu, I would not include because that one was a plan. It was scheming.
That was scheming.
And even though he loved her, I don't think that that counts.
I don't think that counts.
It was Lane's feelings.
They weren't actually dating.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Paris has Jamie, Asher, and then Doyle.
She does at that.
She does at that.
We just met Asher on Patreon and like that moved fast.
It sure did.
Huh. Well, it's going to move really fast because he's going to.
Spoiler alert.
Moving on.
And then last but certainly not least, Luke has three major interests. Yeah. Depends on who you ask. Rachel, Nicole, and Lorelai. I also put Anna Nardini, but we don't really see that relationship. We know that it was a past relationship. But
because
the relationships
we don't see them in a romantic sense.
No, we see them in the sense that they're trying to figure out how to raise April now that she's made herself known and co-parent. Yeah. But we don't really see them as love interests. We know that they once were, obviously, because April has arrived.
And the vegan woman. The vegan woman who does was the swim coach.
Go on the date with a vegan woman. Yeah. But I guess that would be like us counting Paul for Lorelai.
Yeah.
You know?
Paul.
Paul is the guy that she dates in Runaway Little Boy, the guy with the burrito, the young guy. Oh,
the burrito man.
Yeah. I feel like he and the swim coach are off somewhere together.
Yeah. And John Hamm as well.
And John Hamm. Yeah. She goes on like one-off dates. That's different. And Alex. Like we could also put Alex in there. Yeah,
we did. Forget Alex, our number one boyfriend from last year.
I did. Your number one boyfriend from last year.
We need to redo that because I don't know if I was feeling crazy that day.
Okay. She was feeling spicy that day.
Yeah, maybe.
But I would argue that Luke's main relationships were Rachel, Nicole, and then Lorelai.
Lorelai. Yeah, definitely. I agree with all of them except for leaving out Jason. And I also don't want to leave out Alex, but like we can leave out Alex because Alex just floated off into his coffee abyss and never to be seen or heard from ever again.
And we hope he's well. I hope he's well.
Moved to Washington as a vampire for a daughter now.
It's true.
Hard life.
Wish him the best. Anyway, of those trios that our main characters have love interests in, who would you say is your favorite?
So, like, do you mean, like, the Lori trio and all of her trios? Probably that one.
It's that probably one. It's that one.
Why are we in such agreement on this? It feels
we're
weird.
In such agreement, and we're just, like, picking the mainstream ones this episode. That's okay.
It's so weird for us.
I don't know.
Huh. We just disagreed on Jason, but maybe, that's true. Maybe when we get to into four, maybe I will feel differently. Mm. We'll have to see.
Yeah.
When is that going to be? Like April?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm so excited. I mean, I love four, but I'm so excited to have the summer of season five.
The summer of season five is going to be very...
The summer of Logan.
Interesting. Yes. So but fun. I am soaking up every bit of season four right now. I am loving it. I am so happy to be here. It's just a good, good season. What a great era for them.
Yeah. It's like kind of confusing the way we're talking about this because like season three of the podcast versus season four of the show that the podcast is about.
I know.
Is kind of where we're at. But yeah, season four on Patreon, it just feels like episode after episode is just banger, banger, banger.
I know. I love it.
Because it just like hit its stride. And someone in our Patreon commented that they listen to Boy Meets World podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Pod Meets World, that's what it is. And they said the same thing, that like in season four, they're just like so obsessed with the way the story is moving. So I feel like maybe season four is where people hit their stride, which is not the way that this episode should go, because this is about threes. It's about trios. I have moved up one number, which is wrong. I need to move back down to three.
I was going to say, you're a year early.
I'm a year early here. But that is what they're saying. Pod Meets World, and also on Gilmore Revisited, which is our podcast.
It's true. We love it. We love season four. And season four is a big Luke season.
Yes.
It's a big season for Luke. Lots of changes, lots of relationship, you know, maneuvering. We've just gotten to the point where he is deciding to date Nicole and not get divorced from her, which is such an interesting route to take.
Interesting. As my dad said, why'd they have to get married? It's boring.
Yeah. But we've been talking so much about doing a What If Luke episode. I feel like that has come up a lot over the last couple weeks. Last year we did a What If Lorelai episode.
And a What If Rory.
And so I feel like it is high time for us to do a What If Luke episode.
And that's like the one that every single time it comes up on Patreon that we kind of talk about like alternative circumstances and like alternative storylines that he could take. I feel like that's the one person who I'm like, we have to do a What If Luke, because there's so many different like what if this happened? What if that? And we're definitely going to ask y'all for your input, because
for sure,
there's just so many different ways that Luke could go.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when we get into the later seasons, but also in the early seasons, like how would this entire show have changed if like one little piece of Luke changed? And I'm very excited to talk about it.
And we'll have more to say on that in the next episode. If you want more Gilmore to Say, join us on Patreon at patreon.com/Gilmore to Say. We are in the midst of season four and we are loving it. If you couldn't tell from every time we talk about it on air. Also, you can visit us at GilmoreToSay.com to access our merch shop.
Also, Galentine's Day is coming up, which means that it's time for a Gilmore Galentine, and we will be hosting a virtual event on Tuesday, February 13th, so look out for the link to buy tickets to that. We are so excited, and we hope to see you there.